After erupting for more than a month this summer, Akmak volcano on Umnak Island has calmed down enough for volcanologists to explore the changes within the 5-mile-wide caldera.
What used to be a lush green terrace around the gates is now just this gray-brown wasteland of ash and mud and sand. There's not anything green inside the caldera.
Volcanologist Tina Neal studied the new volcanic formations last week to see how the eruptions changed the area. Some new features include a dozen or more smaller craters filled with water and one new large lake.
And then volcanologically, what's so fascinating is that there's a completely new ash cone, tephra cone, that's been built up on the north side of Cone D. And it's perhaps as high as 800 feet in vertical elevation. So it represents a huge accumulation of debris that erupted out of the ground between July 12th and August 19th.
Though ash covered the island and the local cattle ranch during the 38-day eruption, Neal says the cows seem to be doing fine.
Cows seem happy. They're running around. The tundra is green. Rancher Lonnie thinks that there may not be as much grass feed this winter, so he's worried a little bit about cow mortality, but they don't seem to be showing any ill effects right now, nor do the reindeer who are running around.
The only current danger from the volcano involves the new ash dams that are blocking the creek that flows from the caldera. They could break and cause flooding.